Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 193. Today is Saturday, November 23rd, 2019. Technically, us Aussies, wait, it's the 24th today. But anyway, I am Leda, your host, and joining me this week, because I'm going to get it wrong every single time, over this side is Zortz. Hey, Zortz, how are you?
Hello, 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 hello. I'm all right.
You're here. Exactly.
That's pretty much been my life since the beginning of the month. It's just, I'm here. Like your bumper, I'm here.
I'm here, yeah. Exactly. It is kind of like a Aussie show road. Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of Aussies, because, you know, by crikey, fair dinkum, and all that kind of stuff, because I just had to say it. This week, we've got Execute joining us. Hey, Execute, how are you?
Sup?
I say like crikey or something, but anyway. G'day, mate.
Crikey.
You what, mate?
That was not a bad one, Zortz. That was not a bad crikey.
Shrimp on the bar.
No, no.
What's a shrimp?
No.
Dingo ate your baby.
Anyway.
Hang on. We had a episode on. Can we just like
an Australian reference?
Okay, that was my bad. Sorry, guys. I started.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
My work here is done until the reading of the thank yous.
Thank you, Zortz. Anyway.
I did not buy enough monster for this.
it's always a good start to the show when we get some laughs. So thank you. Thank you, boys. I appreciate that. Anyway, Execute's here to have a chat. So let's find out, Execute, what have you been up to since we last spoke? Because it's been a little while since we last had you on. So, and I know you've been busy doing stuff. So, what have you been up to?
So, three main things, really.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I've been up to was I was sort of making a leveling guide.
Yeah.
As to, like, the route I took, the tricks I used. Mm-hmm. Like, even things as little as being able to disengage onto that one bunker going into wetlands as a hunter. Just in case the rare's there, because you can solo pull him if he is.
Yeah.
But, with Shadowlands coming out, I feel like everything's going to change. Mm-hmm. Including, like, what continents we're even going to be doing. I have a sneaking suspicion Draenor is going to be popular just because of the treasures and the bonus objectives, I guess. I mean, everything's too nebulous at the moment for me to be able to make anything concrete. Mm. So I've sort of put that on the back burner until the next expansion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is a bummer, but, you know, you do what you have to do.
Mm. Yeah, because I think from the last, the first time when we had you on and Chris and I had mentioned that, you know, that was a good idea. So we understand that things are changing. So thank you, though, because, you know, information is always good. But other than that...
Oh, I distinctly remember being conscripted.
What? No, we wouldn't do something like that. Slightly.
No, not at all. There's certainly nothing of that nefarious nature happening around here backstage.
No, never. Maybe just a tad. Well, you know, you get that. All you can do is ask, you know, ask people. And, you know, if they say yes, cool. If they don't, okay. So what else have you been doing? Tell us other than that. What else?
Well, after that, I got hopelessly addicted to iron teams.
Mm-hmm.
I have like six teams going right now.
Mm. So, they're a couple.
Fun. Mm. They're fun. Lots of laughs to be had in teams.
Yeah, no kidding. But there's a certain other dynamic that's there when you're in a team. Like, oh, God, what if the other person accidentally equips a green?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's something that's completely outside your control to the point where I specifically tell teammates, like, if you're going to vendor, use your own vendor mount. Don't use my mount in case I dismount and you're still vendoring and you accidentally equip a soulbound green.
Mm.
That'd be a shocking way to lose a run.
Mm.
Yeah, that's and why it's me and Nisi make sure not only are we using our own mounts, but we also put distance between.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm even at the point where I target my teammate and then press F to see what they're targeting just to make sure they're targeting their own mount's vendor, just in case. And this is stuff you don't have to worry about when your solo wasn't iron.
Mm-hmm. What else?
But every single team that I'm playing on, I'm playing a hunter. So, you know, when you're running, like, five or six hunters, you kind of get a bit bored with it.
Mm.
So I decided to branch out a bit, and I've got four different irons running right now, all solo irons.
Yeah.
I got a warrior that's 51. I got a mage, also 51. I got a warlock that's 42, and a priest that's... I think she just hit 41.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice.
All gnomes.
Not
if it
nice.
If it ain't gnome, go home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, show titles. All right, hang on, let me write them down.
Gnome, go home. If it is a gnome, it should stay home. That's my opinion.
Come at me, Zorts.
Goblin versus gnome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, we're the same weight class.
But I'm taller and got a better reach.
Yeah, but I'm cuter.
That's open to perspective.
Cute is literally half my name.
That is true.
You know, you're not wrong.
I know, right? Nice. Okay.
So aside from the teams and the solos, is there any other challenges that you're working?
Come again?
Aside from just doing solo irons and the iron teams, are you working on any of the other challenges like Green Man? Blood.
You know, I do actually have a green man. It's 112 at the moment, or is it 113? I can't remember which. It's on Wormrest, and it's on Wormrest because I kind of meant it to be social with the WoW Challengers Guild. My ping to American service sucks, so I wouldn't even try to make an iron on Wormrest. I just made the tune to be social, and it happens to be 112. Like, it's an old tune. I'm not, like, actively leveling it. I decided to, we'll spend 2 days on it. I went from, like, 103 to, like, 112 in 2 days, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it really illustrates the power difference between a character in whites and a character in greens. The power difference is staggering.
Mm.
Like, quest objectives you wouldn't even attempt as an iron, you can just roll over as a green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Different dynamics, isn't it, compared to, like, what you're used to with irons. Certainly stripping down them is the way to go. Okay, so, you've been busy. Well, okay, you've done a couple of things. Got a couple of teams going, got a couple of solos. So, what, like, for the rest of this year... Goal-wise, have you got anything, or have you got something going into next year that you want with any of the challenge tunes?
Well, ideally, I'd manage to cap all four of the gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I'm particularly confident with the warrior, though. I'm 51 so far. Warrior is by far the hardest of the lot.
Okay, all right.
Even its protection.
Yep. All right, why is that? Tell us.
Put simply, anytime I pull the trigger, I either win or I die.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all there is to it. Like, when you engage something as an Iron Warrior, you have to know that you can bait it, otherwise you're making a huge mistake.
So how do you... So for the Warrior, do you play... These guys, so what did you say? You've got the warrior, the priest, the mage, and the warlock, yeah? They're the four? Okay. So on these four, are you playing them so completely different to the hunters that you're used to playing? Or are you finding the dynamic between those four is even, you've got to adjust dramatically, maybe is the word I'm looking for, between them as well?
They're all completely different to each other.
Okay.
All right. In terms of being similar to a hunter, that would be the warlock because of the Voidwalker.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, the Voidwalker is no hunter pet.
Yep.
The mage.
No, but the Voidwalkers, I've noticed something about them. Like, they're very hit or miss. There's times where they're beastly, and there's times where they are squishier than a freaking.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about that that I want to discuss, but I'll save it for later.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as to the mage, I'm having to play with a completely different dynamic to that, because I can't just stand there and let a pet tank. Rule of thumb with the mage is, if I get hit, I'm messed up.
Yep.
Priest kind of just stands there and tanks everything down with smite and penance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if I'm 41 so far. I haven't yet hit the point where atonement heals don't out-heal whatever mob I'm taking on. If it comes to that point, I guess we'll see, but for now, that's certainly not the case. The priest is the easiest of the four that I'm doing so far.
Okay, and you're running disc.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I should have mentioned, actually. The mage is running arcane most of the time, but frost for very specific things. I would never play fire as a challenge tune. It's, I would think that fire mage is literally worse than warrior.
Mm-hmm.
As for the warlock, I'm playing demonology.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why mainly demo?
Why? Mainly because demonology gets a surplus of shards. It's the only spec that really does. Affliction doesn't, and destruction certainly doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And you always want to have at least like one backup shard as an iron warlock, just in case you need to resummon and torment the Voidwalker.
Yep.
I'm finding it's a lot easier to kill mobs like at a reasonable pace if you just don't even bother using health funnel. If you just let it die, and then before it dies, you just preemptively go for the resummon. Mm-hmm. If it dies, so what? You resummon it, you hit the taunt, you're fine.
Yep.
But you need a shard to do that. It's not like Hunter Revive, which costs nothing.
Yep. That's true. Okay. And what else, difference-wise, demo?
It's a bit more in-depth than that.
Mm.
But I actually didn't hear what you just said, because I apparently love the sound of my own voice, so would you please repeat that?
I was going to say, what else is the difference, then, with demo between, like, demo as in a good leveling for warlock-wise?
One of the best things I found about demonology is that the Voidwalker arrives for all the specs at level 20. Demonology actually gets the Felguard at 12.
Mmm. Okay. Alright. Interesting.
Now, the Felguard himself can't taunt.
Yep.
But his main attack is something called Legion Strike, which happens to be a cleave. And he also gets a stun later on, and plus a charge.
Yep.
So he actually has the snare effect that the Succubus has. Why I'd be using a Succubus as a challenge tune beats me, though. But he doesn't get the same passive that the Voidwalker picks up at level 28.
Mm.
Like, in addition to not having the taunt, the Voidwalker at 28, once you hit that level, gets a passive that gives him a flat 40% reduction of physical damage and makes him crit immune.
Mm.
Whereas the Felguard just gets crit all day.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't even realize the Voidwalker got that until I looked it up.
Yeah. Okay. That's very interesting to know.
The main drawback I'm finding with demonology, though, is the fact that its shard dump, Hand of Gul'dan, is an AoE.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's not very well suited to taking on the initial starting areas, which now scale all the way up to 60 because of how dense the yellow mobs are.
Yes.
Like, for those I'm using Affliction, which I can't stand, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, good old Affliction. Okay, so Warlock-wise, demonology has been working successful for you, priest wise, disc is working well. Arcane for mage and prot for warrior. Yeah.
Well, let me go over the mage real quick, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So the thing about arcane and why I'm using that, I don't know why arcane missiles does this, but it does an absolute ton of damage compared to compared to both other specs.
Mm.
Even with no spell power. I was leveling through Darkshore at about 14-ish, and I just was noticing it's taking me like 30 to 40 seconds to kill a mob. And eventually I tried Arcane, and I just like killed the mob in three globals, and I was like, why wasn't I doing this earlier?
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember how I said, like, I'm operating with the pretense of if I get hit, I'm messed up?
Yes.
Well, all three of the mage specs get a sort of CC, so to speak, at 32. In the case of Arcane, what they get is slow.
Yes.
Now, slow cuts whatever you cast it on movement speed by half. So, for the most part, you can just arcane missiles and arcane barrage stuff and keep slow on it. It'll never hit you.
Mm-hmm.
There are some exceptions, though. I found out the hard way that on Bloodmist Isle, you know that one quest over on the northeast of the zone? The dragon that you summon at the top of that hill on that island?
Mm-hmm.
So, it turns out, even with slow on him, he's faster than you. You can't kite him.
No. Oh. Okay.
I almost lost my mage there. I also almost lost my mage in Duskwood when I tried to take out Watcher Eva.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot he fears.
Mm-hmm.
I think I posted a screenshot of myself with, like, 8 hit points in the Discord.
Ow. 8. Okay.
Yeah, right. 8.
That's,
close.
That's gotten it really close to my...
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, but mages are arcane 95% of the time. I only ever use Frost if I specifically need, like, hard CC or something.
Yeah.
Duskwood again. You know that one quest where you go into the barn and that Worgen pounces on you?
Yes.
And you have to DPS him down so you can use that draught on him?
Yes.
Right, so he pounces on you in a barn, right? You can't kite in the barn. As it turns out, you can't cut him outside the barn either because he despawns. He evades and goes back to where he starts.
Hmm. Okay.
So the way I ended up doing it was I went Frost.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the barn, got pounced on. I let the water elemental, like, tank him initially. I just stood there doing nothing. Once the water elemental had done all the damage it could, I resummoned it and then brought him outside, but specifically against the wall.
Yep.
And between my Frost Nova, the pets freeze, which is the same thing as Frost Nova, which don't seem to share diminishing returns, and Frostbolt and Ice Barrier, I was able to keep him slowed enough to the point where I could just run past him with shield and then blink when I didn't have a shield.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just able to, like, kite him back and forth against that wall using hard CCs until he was low enough to use the draught. That's how I did that one, because Arcane couldn't have done that.
Okay. Hmm, interesting.
But probably the most difficult thing my mages had to do.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
So, for somebody new to the challenges, what would you give in terms of advice, helpful tips or tricks that you've picked up along the way through your many adventures?
Don't play Wario.
I wholeheartedly support this idea.
It's not that bad.
Okay, so at this point, I've played Warrior, Paladin, Mage, Priest, Warlock, and Hunter. Put simply, Warrior is the one that severely tests my knowledge of the game. And my ability to do math.
Okay.
Yeah, math is bad. Don't do math.
Math is hard. Yes. All right. Well, you know, helpful tips for a new person. You know, Warrior might not be the best place to start, so...
Yeah, see that Warrior class? Don't pick it.
Yeah.
For masochists only.
There we go. That's it. All right. Well, thank you. Was there anything else that you want to share before we go into our weeks and well?
I'm just trying to rack my brain real quick. Like, there's a lot more in the notepad document, but I don't have to go over all of it. One thing I did want to point out, though, I know it's been mentioned before, but with the initial, like, starting areas, like, say, Northshire Abbey and Elwynn Forest, where humans spawn in, or Coldridge Valley, where dwarves spawn in, those all do scale up to, from 1 to 60, as opposed to 1 to 20. Which is good for irons, because, you know, you can save those for a later level. Problem is, don't go there with AoE, because, again, they're full of yellow mobs that tend to be really tightly packed. But it lets you change your route.
Yes. Okay.
And changing, being able to change routes is great because, like, for example, Dunmoreau, all the white gear now scales up to item level 61 if you retrieve it at level 60. For hunters, there's a gun that you can basically save Dunmoreau for, say, I don't know, 45, 50, and pick up a white gun because otherwise you're stuck using the 31 gun until 60.
So can you do that quest at, say, lower level, but not hand it in till you get to 59, 60, something like that?
You know, I actually don't know. I've not tested that.
Okay. All right. I might have to test it. Otherwise,
I've always just left the quest sitting there until I'm ready to get the reward.
Okay. All right. Be interesting to know. Just, you know, sometimes... if you want to be there earlier, but specifically just for that, you know, if that quest is the one that's going to give you something better, you know, in another 20, 30 levels, then perhaps not turning it in might be the way to go. So, yeah, we might have to test that one. Okay. Yep. What else?
This isn't so much a tip as something I want to complain about.
Okay.
So, some of my teams have been Horde. So, I'm becoming intimately familiar with the Horde side of certain zones. Let's talk about Northern Stranglethorn for a second. Can someone please explain to me why the run from Gromgol to Nessingwary's camp has to suck so much?
Just because... you know.
Because when you're going from Gromgol to Nessingwary's camp, you've got to go through the raptors and then around the murlocs and through the tigers just to get there. You know what a lion has to go through? Two panthers.
Well, technically, if you took the path all the way around, you'd be okay. Periton says, don't play Horde then. Simple. There you go. Thanks, Periton, too. Hi. Okay. All right. So, yes.
Hi, Periton. Please put your cooldowns on your bar. Thanks.
Is that shots fired? Shots fired, or is that just offering, you know, friendly, more advice? There you go. More advice.
I think it's friendly shots fired.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's most of what I wanted to go over.
Okay. All right. Well, do you want to start off with how this week has been for you in WoW?
Okay, so me and Stone are still stuck in the same terrible club of we can't get a stupid mount to drop. We've been trying for the Blackrock Foundry Mythic Mount. Neither of us having any success. However, speaking of mounts, I did manage to get the 15th anniversary Deathwing mount finally. Finally got off my butt and took care of it. Can I cuss?
Yeah.
Rag was a shit show. I think we had like 5 stacks of determination by the time we finally downed Rag.
Yeah.
People in chat don't seem to know what the word stack means.
Mm-hmm.
Also Defile. I also took a screenshot mid-Hagen and had a look back at it later. I'm on the platform throwing out heals as a holy paladin, and there's 6 people, including myself, alive in the raid. I'm looking at the screenshot thinking, it's about right.
Hate that fight. Yep.
I love that fight. Hagen was fun.
Safety dance. Favorite song, not favorite. Right. Encounter.
Other than that, I haven't actually played the teams a whole lot this week. I've played the high team that I've got so far, which is the troll one, 4 doors down one. We hit 70 doing Archer tournament stuff, but we kind of stopped for the week. So most of what I've done challenge-wise is just leveling. I'm trying to get my four gnomes all to about the same level, so the priest and the warlock have to catch up.
Yep.
And Optus tried to kill my warlock twice in Stranglethorn this week, but was unsuccessful, fortunately.
Well, that's good. Like, that's good. Optus didn't. Australian internet is the best, guys. It's so fantastic.
She's being sarcastic, if you can't tell.
Yes.
I never would have noticed.
I was gonna say,
not programmed for sarcasm.
Where is Azzy? I was waiting for an Azzy comment, because I'm sure there would be as well. Okay, all right. So other than that, so you've been busy. You've been really busy in game, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a week.
It has. Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing all of that. It's
on it, Nisi.
Catch up, sir. Yeah. Nice. No, it's really good to have some information and advice, obviously, because we can take all sorts of things from everyone and turn that into making our leveling experience better. So, so thank you, Telstra. Yeah. Oh, Azzy. Thank you for chiming in. I'm not reading that, but thank you.
It's not inaccurate.
It's not inaccurate. Oh, words.
Inaccurate.
But, yeah. Anyway, Zorts, what have you been up to in life? Work, sleep, food.
Well, let me put it this way. Having to get up early in the morning to go to work is a horrible thing, and no one should ever have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I like my second shift hours in which I could go back. I have not touched WoW since the beginning of the month. I am on a break right now. So the team puppets kind of just hovering where they were, and my bloodthirsty's hanging out down with the half in the desert with the cat people because I can't figure out how to get to Pandaland as a blood. And I'm just deep diving into some other games in my spare time and just trying to keep what sanity I have left.
Nice. Yeah, IRL sucks.
Portal doesn't work, Nisi. I went to the portal room and I couldn't use it. And sanity is a thing that I had once so long ago. I think I was four.
Do any of us really have any? I don't think so.
WoW is stone. WoW is a game that people enjoy. That's how I feel about it right now. I'm kind of on WoW at the moment. That's why I'm taking a break.
And you know what? Breaks. There's nothing wrong with having a break. Oh. So. So it's all good. But I'm sorry IRL has been a bit of a shit. So.
Yeah, work doesn't really know what's going on. We may be there until March. We may not. Oh. There's days I go in and I might work a full shift. I might work 6 hours. I might work 1 hour. I don't know.
Hmm.
At least they're paying me 40 hours a week regardless. So.
Nice. Nice. Well, I understand that. So, yeah. But, and again, thank you for doing this today. Well, for both you boys for doing this today. So, I do appreciate having some different voices around because, you know, it's nice to... Nice to get all different voices up on the show, so, and it's good to catch up.
Yeah.
You could walk outside and find someone who sounds like me. What are you talking about?
I don't think so.
Look, the only news breaking thing I have about this is I've discovered with Red Dead Redemption 2, I am a horrible, horrible person.
And a cowboy.
Yeah, I'm a horrible, horrible person who happens to be a cowboy. I have murdered senselessly for no reason, and it's one.
Well, how's that different from this game?
Let me put it this way: I could walk in any town, And somebody could just sit there and be like, oh, excuse me. And I could shoot them because I didn't like the way their hair went.
Well, you know, it's sometimes you just gotta let all of that, you know, let all of that crap go in whatever form it is.
I'm not saying I haven't lassoed somebody and then dragged them to death behind a galloping horse. Not saying I didn't.
That's nice. Now let me tell you about what a serial killer leader's body Voidwalker is.
Oh, God. Yeah, oh, God. What did the blueberry do?
It walks into a zone and every critter just dies.
It's just helping. It likes to help.
Helping with the anthropocenic extinction event, maybe.
Maybe.
Look, they're critters. They don't serve a purpose. They're expensive.
Yeah. But somebody likes to swear at my voidie quite often.
No, I'll tell you what purpose they serve. They serve the purpose of voidie aggroing in them sticking the bloody leader like shit on Velcro, and then for me to right-click them to kill them, and then to get into a pep battle with them and be like, ah! That's what they do. This is what I put up with her voidie.
Voidie has a mind. I keep telling you, voidie has a mind of its own sometimes.
It no, just... he doesn't.
Well, he just does what he wants sometimes. Anyway, yeah, fun times. Team, what are we? Tim Tam Slam and Fall.
I hate your Voidwalker.
I know. Oh, it's funny though.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Stop that.
Yes, it's teams is definitely a different dynamic. Absolutely. Fair wants to know, is your mage's ward?
Can I answer Fair's question real quick?
Yes.
Well, I'll put it this way, Fair, okay? If my water elemental and leader's Voidwalker were to walk into a raid, my water elemental isn't the one that would go, I wonder how close I can get to the boss without aggroing him. That answer your question?
And then aggro him. Yeah. See, these are the fun times of a team. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate your Voidwalker.
I know. You repeatedly tell me that. Voidie wants to touch it. Yep, Nisi, thank you. That's a good show title.
That's show title right there.
Right then. I'm up to 3 show titles already. God, we're only like half an hour in. This is fantastic. Okay, let me write this one down. Thanks, Nisi. That's good.
Excellent. It's funny and possibly inappropriate.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. Okay, all right. So, anyway, getting back to... Sorry, we got derailed on that one. Anything else to tell, Zorts, or nothing else to share?
Nope.
No. Okay. All right. I'll, oh, Chris, I think you need to change the name of the zone. Let me ask Execute this question because I think it's a really interesting question. What do you hate more, Execute? My Voidie or Desolus?
I will get a bag of marshmallows and go set camp in Desolus. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, I believe we have our answer.
Yep. Anyway, we don't. We do you want to tell them of your Desolus love, hate?
Desolus just sucks for teams because there's a lot of quests in that zone that you don't share credit on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's probably fine as a solo. It's just bad for teams.
Mm.
Desolus just sucks, period. There's no redeeming qualities about that zone at all.
I can name one. Her Voidwalker's not currently in it.
Touche.
technically we've been banned from ever going to Desolus again.
It's a quarantine zone.
Yeah. It is. I haven't got the picture that I can show, but yes, Desolus is definitely not part of the...
So is Ashenvale now, by the way.
Yeah, Ashenvale was interesting. Actually, I think it's been every zone I've picked has sucked for the team.
Mm. Oh, Southern Barrens as well.
Yeah, I picked that one. So, yeah, they've not been very team-friendly, have they? So, that's been...
Callum Jaw's just not a nice place.
For teams, it's fine for solo. I like it. But, anyway. What's five say? Even Desolus arc spots are tricky. Okay. Didn't know that. I think you are grouped. Everyone in the group should be able to pick up the same quest item off the ground. No, Nisi. No, Desolus. What were we chasing?
You don't even share credit for the Kodos in Desolus.
Yeah.
Like the ones you have to bring back to the goblin.
Hmm. And then there was the other thing that we had to go get, was it the bones or something? No. One of the other ones where, yeah, there was lots of quest stuff that we couldn't get shared stuff for. So it was really interesting because, yeah, wasn't very conducive to a team irons for certain. Five says Kalimdor is great for blood teams. Blood teams is good.
I don't play blood, so I wouldn't know.
I know. Notice that it should be allowed, but it's not part. It's crazy for a group. Pick on quests. They take forever. Yes, we did find that, Nisi. Definitely. But, you know, hey, we learned something new. We learned a couple of new things, zones not to go to. So that one's always good. Okay, all right, let me tell you what I've done this week, because, you know, I've done, like, nothing. Maybe. All right, so this week we had trivia. Can I just say, trivia is so good. Obviously not for Bloods, but trivia is so good for every other possible tune. I've lost count how many I'm running through daily, because trivia question. And now I play the game with trivia where I look at the answer and guess what question it is. Just because, you know, because you just like to, you know, just mix it up a little bit. So I'm having some fun with that. But my baby, so my pacifist, my baby Passy, the Tauren Druid, hit 50 this week. And my Night Elf Rogue hit 99. So... yeah, who would have thunk that? That's just crazy. Blood-wise, I had haven't run all the bloods through. We did get the Dwarf Warlock hit 24, the Panda Hunter hit 24, my Human Warlock hit 33, Dark Iron Warlock hit 38, and then I decided to do something crazy and hop on some of the big girls, and my Void Elf Warlock hit 63, and my Human Warrior, who is still going from the contest that we ran Stone, the Bloodthirsty contest, back in 2017, she hit 71. So, slowly and surely we are working on getting her there. So I was happy with that. It's quite nice just to go get smacked in the face as a warrior. I'm enjoying warrior as blood. So Prot is a lot of fun. And if I accidentally pull 3 or 5 mobs, I'm okay. Not that I do that all the time, but sometimes, you know, padding mobs and things like that, it can happen. Working man. I was going so well until last night and I died at 37. So there's another one dead. Murlocs. in wetlands. That's all I'm saying. Murlocs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's been my week. So it's been busy. Yeah.
Can you back it up for just a sec? How many mobs at a time did you say you were... was it Bloodthirsty, the warrior?
Yeah.
How many mobs at a time?
I can pull 5.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
No, a lot of times it might be something when there's padding mobs, and sometimes, like in the area that I am, if stuff respawns... as I'm, you know, doing my circuit. I don't normally, because I don't like doing that, but often...
That sounds like a horrible idea, no matter how you slice.
That's very different from an Iron Warrior, where if I pull a rare, that is a guaranteed red screen.
Yeah, I don't...
Even if I last stand.
Mm. I do have a death wish, but speaking... Death is where it is. Where is it? Death Speaker's Watch. And it depends. You go around that circuit enough and sometimes they'll respawn. But I have successfully killed where I've started and, you know, a couple have spawned and all ended up. So it ended up being 5 mobs that I killed. As long as, like, Victory Rush is up and Ignore Pain, hey, I didn't have a problem. I don't think I got under 75%. As the worst. So, yeah. So it's been quite good. But I do not make a habit of it. Trust me. I'm like, eh. So.
You said Death Speaker's Watch. That's the area just west of the Argent Tournament, ain't it?
Yes.
I love that place. I farm graze there. Or at least I farmed graze on my irons.
It's a good spot.
It is a very good spot because they're spread out enough that you don't really pull more than one at a time.
Mm.
And I don't know what it is about those particular mobs, but of all the mobs that are humanoids that I've seen drop greys, they seem to drop them the most.
Mm. And they drop greens, plus they're humanoids, so coin, you know. So I find it's a really good spot, and it's...
Cloth as well?
Yeah, cloth as well. Plus, it's kind of like got the 3 separate camps that are far enough, so you can, you know, clear out the first one, go to the second one, sometimes go back to the first one, back to the second, and other times, you know, you can do all 3, so it's a really good spot that I've found, but, yeah. So anyway, we had one of those weeks, which wasn't too bad, and, you know, killed one, so guess what, got another one to add for the Deathless show, so... Yay, they're mounting up. Okay, where's my bumper? There it is, I think. Hopefully, let's play this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Okay, so because sometimes I have it, I can't quite see it, I picked the wrong one. Pilgrim's Bounty starts Monday, apparently. Thanks, Nisi. It goes from Monday the 25th of November until the 2nd of December, so about a week, basically, which is good for passies and working men. There will be a write-up soon, Nisi, I'm assuming. But yeah, just remember, turkey kills, not good for a passie. Okay? Any turkey shooting, don't do for the passie. But other than that, the other quest stuff should be okay for passies and working men. I think that's but we'll have more information up on the website Monday. Nisi's working on that, so thank you for that. Okay, the other thing is there is a promo for Spreadshirt, which is from November 29th to December 1st. If you are after any merchandise, it's 15% off everything, which is automatically over on the Spreadshirt website. So that's the 29th to the 1st of December. Okay, now, before we get into the state of the challenges, I have one thing to share, and That is this one. So, this should be up on the website, hopefully.
What did you do to my pigtails?
Yeah, just calm your farm. It will be gone in a minute. Next week. It is on the website. Thank you, Stir. I've not had a chance to look. There is something coming, which would be a contest. Starts next week. Other than that, that is all I'm saying about it. You will have to tune in to find out what's going on. Alrighty, so yeah, next week, guys. Exciting. Finish off the year with a contest. Okay, other than that, let us get onto the state of the challenges. So, boys, let's go. Execute. Do you want to start on the irons, please?
Sure. Okay, irons this week. Coming in at number 10, we have Perrotin at 62, and I'm pretty sure that's his team tune.
I think so, Perrotin. What's your team one doing there? Okay. Anyway.
Number 9, we have Fair Curie at 62. Number 8, we have 5 Melon at 65. Number 7, we have Severus Leper at 75. Number 6, we have Soulfu at 80. Number 5, we have 92, who unfortunately went RIP at level 90. Number 4, we have Azzy at 94. Number 3, we have Porster at 101. Number 2, we have Thulfa at 113. That's actually my turn. And number 1 this week is Jangler, who unfortunately went RIP at 113.
Ow.
That's Dang. A hard level to lose
that,
a turn.
That hurts.
Yep. Yeah, I had seen him just after. He has rolled another Hunter, and, you know, he's going to go again. But he did say that it hurt, and he was, you know, it was still hurting. So, Jang, like, amazing, though, to pick yourself up and go again. So,
Stir's in the chat, isn't he?
Yeah, Stir's there somewhere. Pretty
Stir,
sure.
Stir, if you're still here, you've lost turns around that level. What's it like?
Ouch. It's probably wow. Ouchy. It's probably ouch.
That's like saying, hey, I heard you set your puppy on fire. How'd you feel about that?
A punch in the guts. Yeah. So, punch in the guts is absolutely, I think,
it wasn't,
the right
It
way.
Wasn't even meant as a shots fired. I was genuinely curious.
Well,
way to assume the worst.
It's an inadvertent shot fired, my dude.
That's on you, not me. I was just asking an innocent question. Jeez.
Oh, as he says, he lost 113 and feels like shit. Yeah, I think we can all agree we would understand that. Yeah. Alrighty. Bloods, Zorts, what have we got, please?
Alright, on the Bloods, at number 10, we got Octol Newit at level 45, Drunken Grind at level 46 in the number 9 spot, number 8 is Nisi at 48, Blood Rager 49 is number 7, number 6 is Delana at 50, 5 Chesty clocking in at the number 5 spot at 51, that's a lot of 5s in there, Blood Lead, oh gee, I wonder who that is, Number 4, level 63, Blood Lita, spelled differently, mind you. Number 3, at 71, Soul Fist takes number 2 at level 78, and Zayabara in the number 1 spot at 81.
Nice. Well done. All right, Passies, execute. Who have we got, please?
Pacifist, number 10, we got Peace Out at 51. 9, we have 5 Chesty at 51 as well. 8, we have Alyssarine at 57. 7, we have Tiber. I'm not going to do the thing because I haven't practiced it. At 69. 6, we have Lysacoska at 75. 5, we have Ashes Passy at 76. 4, we have Pacifist at 95. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
3, we have Passy Leader at 99. I'll just let that sit there for a second. Number 2, we have Passy 12 at 105. Number one, we have Silent Herbert at 106.
Well done, everyone. Okay, Tins Zorts, please.
All right, only 8 this week. Krayestus, level 38 is number 8. Cassite, level 45 is number 7. Arundel, level 79, number 6. Number 5 is Hunter Punk at 81. Number 4 is Diwetha, 97. 3 is Feriskay at 101. 2 is Feritalia at 106. And Iron Capper, number 1 at 109.
Nice. That's Rogue Slayer. She's still going. Well done. Okay. Greens. Who have we got? Please execute.
Can you point out on this list which one of these are Rogue Slayers when I read it?
Okay. I know. I'm pretty sure there's 3.
All right. So number 10, we got Soul Flame at 69.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, we got Greenadelic at 70. Number 8, we've got Revenge at 74. Number 7, we've got Little Bit Verdi at 83.
Yeah, that'll be Rogue Slayer.
Number 6, we've got Little Bit Green at 84.
Yeah.
Number 5, we've got Sky Green at 88.
I think that's her too.
Number 4, we've got Jangreen at 106.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, we've got Zyagavar, or is it Zyagavar? I'm not sure, at 107. Number 2, we've got Fair Verde at 107. And number 1 is my one, execute at 112.
Nice. Sky Green is her. Yeah, I thought it was. I didn't think Green and Adelic. I'm not sure about Green and Adelic, though. She's been busy playing green, so she loves that, which is good fun for her. Working Man, Zorts, who have we got, please?
Alright, again, we only have 8 this week. Octa Della Pomi.
It's Taco.
Yeah, whatever. Level 14.
Employed Taco.
David Taco! You and your freaking backwards naming conventions.
I love it.
Angry Fist! Number 7. Joyful Calling at level 16. 5, Ica Panda, or however you want to say that. Yellow Flag, the number 18. Mm-hmm. What did they do?
Killing Blows for 5.
Oh, Killing Blows.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Needs to get the Killing Blows up.
I assume.
Like an actual legit Killing Blow or Radius Kill?
I think it was Killing Blow percentage is too, it was too low, so yeah, I'd say it needs to kill.
I assumed it was 5 IC a Panda.
5 IC a Panda. Yeah, I can see that now.
Yeah.
Of course. The most obvious option, the one I overlooked.
Nice.
All right. Work It Assy, level 22. Blue Lita. I think that's, yeah, Blue Lita.
Yeah.
Level 37, RIP.
Yep.
Do you want to share with the rest of the class?
No. Murlocs.
I think she said Murlocs, didn't she?
Murlocs and Wetlands, that's all I'm saying. Was not pretty. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Number 3, Effortless at level 52. Kaylee at number 2, level 53. And Feristali, number 1 at level
95. Nice. Okay. Well, and it's great once again to see everybody leveling and doing all different sorts of challenges. So thank you guys for that. Okay. So team-wise this week, let's have a look. We have got Iron Teams this week. We have got at number 2, Not Losing Us hit 62. I think that's Periton's team. Well done. And
yeah, that is Periton's team.
Nice. Well done. And number 1 is 4 Doors Down Mon, which hit level 70, which is your Hunter team? Hunter?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's Trolls. Our Troll Hunter team.
Yeah. Well done on that. Other than that, there was no Bloods, no Greens, which was interesting. 5. Looking at you, because I know you're in the chat room. So what, Taco's been busy, I think, I'm going to assume. We've been sleeping. Okay. All right, that's good to know, because I miss
that is the only excuse I'll allow. Yeah. Because sleep is wonderful.
Sleep is good if you can, absolutely. All right, so let's go up. All right. Thoughts? Do you want to do it live for the bumper?
No, you got the bumper.
Okay. All right, hang on, where is it? Let me make sure I've got the right one. Let's try this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat!
Oh, I still love that. That's awesome.
I'm never going to get tired of that one.
That's good. It is good. Okay, so this is Chit Chat, where you can send in your questions, tips, tricks, puns, jokes, you know, all of those fun things, which we do appreciate, guys. So thank you. I did get an email this week, which I'll talk about in a minute. However, as tradition, because it is now tradition to start with Chit Chat in a particular vein, we are going to play this bumper.
It's Ezzy's pun.
And, you know, because we just have to, we're going to give this to our special guest.
I have a point of order here.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
What is with all of these freaking puns in the show notes? One pun. We have a one pun limit here.
Well, there's one pun from each of them, so they're all there. Technically, there is one pun from...
I am so disgusted.
Well, you get to do your boo get off the stage live. So, so the first one we've got is obviously Azzy. So, execute, please.
Yeah, this one is from the main man himself. What do you call an Egyptian god who's bad at video games? Anubis.
Actually, like
that. Ooh, get off the
waiting
stage.
For the goal.
I like it. It's cute. I like okay, cute jokes.
He's too slow. I'm gonna do it. There we go.
Thank you, Azzy. See, there we go. There we go. See, that was good, Azzy. That level, I enjoyed that level. That's good. All right. Zorts. I've given you the one that Stone put in.
You can see me right now. I am absolutely just disgusted by this whole affair right now. And Stone, I expected better of you, buddy. What the hell is this crap? Yeah, next thing you know, people will be putting fucking ketchup on steak.
You know my favorite thing about this? He's about to read this pun, and it's going to be on, like, the archive, so I can listen back to him reading it as many times as I want.
Okay. Stone's sitting here saying, I didn't submit anything, yo! Well, according to this, from Stone, underwear thief apprehended, admits to a brief crime spree.
That's right.
Gold!
As Nisi said, you put it in Discord. Fair game. Fair game. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Zorts. Appreciate that. Now, I do have to say that I really appreciate, because I did say last week, you know, emails are lovely to get. And as much as I appreciate all the spam emails of, you know, your website needs help and all of that kind of thing, it's nice to get an actual email. So Five sent through an email this week. Thank you, Five. And this is what he sent me. I accidentally ate some Scrabble tiles. My next poop could spell disaster. I like it. It's so cute.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's so cute. Thank you, Five. I appreciate. I appreciate the email. I really do. So, yeah. Nice. Okay.
I put one in the chat, too, for good measure.
Oh, no. No, not that one. No.
Say it. Say it. You gonna read it?
Hey, Zor, she's talking to you.
No, I was talking to you. You put it in the chat, so you read it.
All right. Why do Norway, Finland, and Sweden put barcodes on their ships? Why? So they can Scandinavian.
It's cute. It is very cute. Thank you. Oh, wow. All right.
Zortz is so upset right now.
Zortz is still here. He hasn't dropped, so that's positive. But I don't think we'll keep him very long. So, Execute, can you...
I have one solemn duty to perform on this show, and we're not there yet.
I don't know, I feel like his cursor might be hovering over the leave call button.
No, he's got something very special he needs to do for me, so... which is good. All right, Execute, we did get this on, I think this was in Discord, so thank you, Nisi, for doing that. But can you, what Cell had to say, please?
Oh, geez, my first time seeing this, hang on. Okay, from Cell. Hey, I'm back after a long break and have a couple of questions. Since things have changed since the last time I was here, mostly due to scaling changes. One, pacifist. I've noticed that my 30-something level passy with a herbalism level of 270 gets the same amount of XP from level-appropriate plants in Western Plaguelands as he does in Elwynn Forest gathering Peace Bloom. Given this info, what is the received wisdom about the most efficient zones for gathering if we only care about XP and not what we gather?
Mm-hmm.
Do I keep going or?
Keep going. Yep.
Okay. Number two, similar question about my Bloodthirsty Toon. I've got a level 26 level Bloodthirsty Toon and I'm wondering if there is any reason to move him out of Loch Medana until level 60. With scaling, is there a reason to move out of such a rare, rich environment? Thanks. Okay. Also, did I really just say level 26 level?
Yes.
I believe you did.
Yeah.
Nice.
But the only thing I can think of on that one is you just get tired of running the same loop for that many levels.
Hmm.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why I don't stay in zones very long is I get bored really fast by just doing this giant circle over and over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. I mean, rares, yeah, they're great. Yeah, they really help a lot. But, you know, sooner or later, you're just going to lose. And at some point, those rares are going to scale to a point where you can't tackle them.
I read the answer in the show notes?
Yes. Yeah, Elsom did give an answer because obviously it was on Discord and, you know, some of us weren't available. But this was the actual answer. And then I was going to add in from, you know, obviously from our point of view as well. So go for it.
Alright, so Awesome's answer was, welcome back, with a slight smile. I don't know if you have an Alliance toon, but I prefer the Dunmoreau and Gnome starting zone for my pacifist if I want to be safe. In regard to changing zones for your Bloodthirsty, I would stay in Loch Medan if you like it and it's not crowded. As far as I know, there is no benefit of changing zones.
Okay, so the main thing though is to watch your kill ratio, regardless of where you are. That would be the big thing for the Bloodthirsty. Other than that, you know, and Zortz, I would agree. There are times that, you know, I love Loch Modan, but certain other zones really are fantastic for Bloodthirsties. Eastern Plaguelands, Western Plaguelands, Hinterlands. You know, Kalimdor, what's some really good ones over there?
For Bloods?
Yeah. Just trying to think. Barons?
Yeah, there's some Barons? Spots in Ashenvale that aren't too bad. Mm. probably Kalimdor, Feralus, yeah.
Yeah.
Feralus is another one.
Feralus, okay.
Teneris.
Oh, yep.
There's a couple of spots in there that could work.
Okay. I mean, I mostly stick Eastern Kingdoms for that kind of thing, but it's good to have some options. Like, it doesn't hurt to have some options, so... but yeah, kill ratio, definitely a big thing to watch on the Bloodthirsty. As for passies, since it's all changed, gotta be careful. Even doing, like for my passy, I was just going round and round at New Tinkertown until I was 60. That was before the changes, and I didn't have to worry about any of that, because once I out-leveled, 20... it made no difference that they were grey mobs. But as a new Bloodthirst, as a new passy, you still need to watch your mobs. But, yeah, New Tinkertown's really good for Alliance side. Horde side, I was running Durotar. It's probably the better starting area. But, yeah, anything under 60, you need to be really, really careful. Now my passy is high enough, I've actually taken a Western Plague Lance, because the lake, and just doing loops in the lake, because guess what? There's one rare, and there's probably about four mobs that I need to prowl past. Other than that, the rest of the lake is, you know, mob free. So I just go round and round the lake at the moment, until I'm probably bored of that, and then I'll go back to Durotar. So, you know, that's one way to do it. Five says, my new passy resumed former safe paths, Elwyn, Tirith's Fall, Ashen Vale, Feralus, Swamp of Sorrows. Fair says, agreed. Yeah, there's slight benefit to changing zones in 50s, lower level rares and trash begin gaining new spell skills. Okay. All good advice. All good advice. Anything else you guys want to add to that Sel? And welcome back, Sel, too. Welcome back. I know he's been busy because he's been in the guild over on Wormrest. So welcome back, definitely. Anything to add, boys?
Nope.
No, I don't play either Bloodthirsty or Passy, so I wouldn't be of any help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair says to add winter spring is nice for mining. Okay. Thanks, Fair. Five says used to just stay in Elwyn or Tirith's Fall for passy. There we go. So, I mean, it's good to have options on either of those. So good luck, Sel. Let us know how you go. Challenger tip of the week. I haven't put anything on because I was going to think about this, but you know what? I don't need to because I've got the perfect challenger tip of the week from my own stupid death to the Murlocs in Wetlands this week. And that would be, you know what? Like all things, clear your path. Don't go charging in. And don't get distracted. That would be all things that tie in quite well. So just remember, you know, take it easy. Take one mob at a time. And yeah, so that's my tip of the week. Because yeah, dead. Eh, you get that. All right. Well, I don't think we've got anything else, boys. Anything that you want to add before we start to wrap it up? Execute.
Don't play a warrior.
Hear, hear.
Okay. There we go. Let's wrap it up then. So, Zort, I'm going to hand it straight over to you. Go for it.
Alrighty. We would like to thank everybody that has supported the WoW challenges, be it through PayPal, Patreon, or the Twitch stream. We appreciate it very much. All that money goes to help offset the cost of the service for the website. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And those people are titled as the Iron Elite because they are the ones who have stepped up to the plate and contributed. And they are as follows. Two Shakes, Alandras, Azilun, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter. And for some reason, my Google Docs decided to shoot all the way to the top. Daenerys, 1985. Dino, Execute, Elby, Fair, Fiesta Taco, 1983. Five Iron, Frasley Sparkspan, Gadsden, Grand Negus, Chris W., Chrysler, Layla, Lisan, Mr. Bright01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy, Never Died, Nisi,
Oh, Canada.
Onyx Hammer, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Thalani, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Toasty, Tuli Bardeen, Turnwinkle, Two Frog, Tilla, the Infirmary Keeper, Ulminia, Unminathil, Mimina, Zaya, and myself.
Nice. Thank you. That was awesome, Zorts. I appreciate that. Alrighty. So, and again, thank you to all our Iron Elites. Your support helps make all of, you know, for the website, everything possible. So we really do appreciate that. As for our wonderful mods, I just want to say Sir Stone and myself, a huge thank you to everything you guys do, helping out in Discord, helping out with the website, helping out with the podcast, because, you know, you guys make my life most definitely and Sirs and Stones easier. So thank you. That is Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zorts. We heart you. There you go, guys. Thank you. And I think we all want to say a big shout out and thank you to Almenia, who is busy. I don't know. I think he was in the chat room. He's been busy working on not only coding, but also a new website coming soon. That's it. That's all I'm saying. As for that, thank you to everyone in the chat room for hanging out today. We do appreciate that. And for those at home or wherever you are listening to the podcast, thank you so much. Now, we will be back next week, which will be Saturday, November 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Because you know what? Two very special things are happening next week. One, there's a contest. Two, I get to catch up with somebody that has been a couple months since I've spoken to him. Paradin's coming to have a chat. So excited about that. So very, very excited to catch up and see how he's doing in particular. So thank you, Paradin. Other than that, Execute, thank you for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate it. Can you tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, easy. If you need to send me an email for whatever reason, it's execute with two E's at the front. So EEXECUTE at gmail.com. Or you can catch me on Discord, execute spelled the same way, hashtag 7777. I didn't pick that number. It's just what it gave me. I do have a Twitter now. It's at the real execute because some bastard stole my name. I don't really use it for anything outside of posting like incremental five level gnome iron pictures though, so I'm still a Twitter noob. I don't even know how it works. I'll be the first to admit that. Like, can you message people over Twitter? I don't even know.
Yeah, there's a DM system.
I didn't know that.
There we go. See, learning things all the time, and we will put that information up on the website.
The more you know.
Yes, exactly. Obviously, Almenia. There you are. Hi, Almenia. Just saying thank you. That's all. Now, don't forget where you can find us. Website is wowchallenges.com, where you will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. All of that stuff is over there. And you can listen to the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to be like five and send me an email, you can. Thank you, Five, again. podcast@wowchallenges.com is the email address. If you've got tips, tricks, puns, questions, any of those things. Zorts, where can we find you, please?
Well, you can usually find me hanging out in the WoW Challenges Discord. Kind of. I don't really say much there, especially last few weeks since I've been on break. I'm pretty much just disconnected from everything WoW. It's probably going to be going on for another week or two, just while I recharge my batteries and try to figure out what I want to do here. Otherwise, you can find me on the, you know, the Twitter.coms at Zorts the Goblin, XRTZTHEGOBLIN, all lowercase, all one word. And there's the Twitch channel of said same name, where I do horrible things to people in video games.
And currently playing a cowboy, yeah? Red.
In theory. Yeah, he's supposed to be a cowboy. It turns out he's a cold-blooded killer who will shoot someone for looking at them the wrong way.
Okay.
And maybe has accidentally killed two of his own horse.
Okay, anyway, that's where
Jimmy and Tommy.
That's where you can find Zorts. Thank you, Zorts, for that. All right, and where you can find me, I'm on Twitter over at LetaWow, which is LetaWow, and you can check out Adventures in Azeroth that I do with Stone, which should be next week, from memory. Anyway, other than that, Zorts, take us out, please.
All right, and finally, a big thank you to Mark Honan for the intro to our show. You can find him on the Twitters, at Mark Honan WoW. And thank you to a man with a beard that would make Odin jealous, Epic Insanity, for the outro. And you can find him at Epic Insanity, or I apologize, Epic _ Insanity, on the Twitters and on the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Exactly, and we appreciate all that these guys have done for us. So thank you very much. Other than that, guys, thank you. We're done. Thank you, Execute, for hanging out. Thank you, Zorts, for hanging out. Appreciate that. Any last words before we do the outro?
One pun limit.
Per person.
I hate your Voidwalker.
Okay,
thanks. He hates your Voidwalker.
Thanks, guys. All right, so have a good week, everyone. Please stay safe, both in and out of game. And we will see you next week. Paradon, contest announced, all that fun stuff. So, bye!
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.